Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my jigglies? My jigglers.
I like that
I think someone called us that, and I was like, are you calling me fat? We've had a wild weekend.
No, we really have.
And by we, I mean you. I'm like, wait, I didn't do shit.
I'm exhausted. Let me tell you something about LA. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
They love hiking. They love oat milk.
It's just like so cliche of me to say, but you can't go anywhere. Like, okay.
I mean, I can't drive.
No, you could never live there.
Bitch is sitting on the sidewalk and waiting.
If it's so big that if you live in one part of town, you could never date someone in another town. Like if you lived in Santa Monica, you could never date someone who lived in Malibu. You're basically doing long distance.
We were almost late to our fucking show because it took an hour to go three blocks.
It's just the craziest thing to me. And like, here's the other thing. In New York City, if the light turns green and people don't go in 2 seconds, it's like horn, horn, horn.
You're getting yelled at.
No one honks their horn there.
They're all high.
Yeah. I think they are. I think they're just all high.
So you went to the Sports Illustrated Partey.
Oh my God.
Can you give us a day in the life of what it's like to go to the Sports Illustrated party?
I literally got nervous because I was like, oh my God, what if my husband's here? And like, what am I going to say to crack? I'm like, what if like a 6'5 amazing athlete just walks up to me and is like, you're the love of my life? Like, how am I going to break it to crack?
So tell me about the party.
So it was actually so much fun. I loved my outfit. That's why I had
What
a
was
good
your
time.
Aesthetic?
My aesthetic was like I didn't want to be trying too hard. Oh my God. So my aesthetic was like I don't want to try too hard, but like I want to have a cool outfit. So mm-hmm. Craig and I are about to do the step and repeat, and I'm like feeling myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like doing mm-hmm. the pictures. All of the sudden, every single sports, it was like a gaggle of Sports Illustrated models were like right behind me on the carpet and they were posing. And so I literally ran off. It's like, this is not good for my mental health. I can't watch you guys take your pictures.
Well, I forgot. I thought for Sports Illustrated, I was like, oh, like all the athletes, but it's like also for all the bikini models.
Yeah, it was, oh my God. Okay, so then I have a really embarrassing story. So one of my girlfriends is a stylist. So every mm-hmm. now and then I will like call her and be like, hey, I needed like an outfit for this event. Can you help me? Like, this is my vibe. Mm-hmm. So I go to her apartment the other day to like pick up an outfit. And she's like, oh, you can meet Camille. And like in my head, I think like, oh, she's like one of her friends, whatever. So like I walk
like Camille
in.
Grammer.
Imagine. So I walk in. There's like this stunning blonde standing there. And she's like, oh, Camille's going to the Sports Illustrated party. So like you'll know someone there. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so fun. Like, have you ever been before? And this girl was so nice. She was like, yeah, like I've been like a couple times. And I was like, oh, is it outside? And she's like, yeah, sometimes it's outside. Like, I think it is like this year. And I was like, OK, great. Camille leaves.
You had no idea who she was?
No idea.
I know who it is already.
So Camille leaves, the lovely woman that she is. And my friend looks at me and she goes, I don't know, maybe the number one Sports Illustrated model in history who's also dating Rob Gronkowski. And you asked if she's ever been to the Sports Illustrated party. I was so mortified. I was like, oh, my God, do you think she thought I was being a bitch and like purposely not recognizing her? But I legitimately like was not
LA
thinking.
Fog. It was LA fog.
Yeah, I just
there's
like
a lot of blondes. You got confused.
I wasn't thinking. So now she
I
probably
heard she's
hates
also
me.
Like funny. She's silly. Like she has a good personality.
She was so nice, so cute. And like, yeah. I mean, couldn't have been nicer. But I was just like, oh, my God, have you ever like what is Sports Illustrated? Do you know what it is? Like,
I want to know celebrity sightings. Did you have any other interactions? Give us the tea. Who was like a bitch to the waitress? What's going on?
I actually didn't have any other.
You were like, after the photo shoot at the Step and Repeat, I went under the table and I sat there and said, find a happy place, find a happy place.
Craig and I like
blacked out.
Went to our table. No, we didn't black out. We were actually the perfect amount of drunk, which I love those nights.
I love that for you.
Craig talked to Rufus DeSole for a while, so he was really pumped about that. But Jack Harlow came on because he was performing.
Oh, did you? And you knew?
I actually didn't know he was performing.
Did you pee yourself?
Oh, I'm when I tell you, my whole body changed.
Does
my whole
Craig
body
know
like,
about your thing with him?
He sure does now. He sure does now. He goes, because his song started playing, and I like look over to the stage, and I'm like, maybe they're just like playing his music because it's phenomenal. And then all of a sudden, the screen of his name comes up. And when I tell you that my energy shifted, I forgot Craig was even there.
You like, started to get shy.
All of my attention went to the stage. I sang every word to the point that Craig was like, this guy? And I was like, don't you even. Then we get back to the hotel and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe we saw Jack Harlow. Like, he's so amazing. Like, and I'm just gushing. And Craig, like in typical guy fashion, he was like, no, like he definitely has swag, but like didn't seem like he could really like hold the crowd's attention. So like just for that, like I go, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So we got into a fight about Jack Harlow. He's like, that's who you want to date, Jack Harlow? I go, if he wanted to. Yeah.
That's so funny because it's also funny when dudes are like trying to understand if guys are hot or not when they're straight and like their brain starts to malfunction. They're like, well, he's good looking. What's good looking? Because I thought that was good looking.
Jack was wearing like a varsity jacket. Craig was like, I mean, I wore that jacket last time we were in LA. So like I like dress like him too. And I was like, no, you don't. I was like, no, you don't.
He's like, is that the hill you're going to die on, Jack Harlow? And you're like, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
But this is a great segue into the NFL Super Bowl performance.
I mean.
And I'm not trying to say, like, white rappers need to compete against each other, but Jack Harlow needs to sit down when it comes to Marshall Mathers.
I love when you use government names. I mean.
Jack Harlow. We love what he's done. It's
no, we love.
Cute.
It's cute. Adorable.
But when Eminem went on stage,
I'd have sex with him in front of Craig. Like, that's where I'm at.
I really hope Craig doesn't listen to this podcast. He'll be like, wait, what? What the fuck is going on? When he started playing Lose Yourself, I swear to God, I cried. I cried. And I wasn't even PMSing, like real tears.
You want to know what the saddest part about that entire halftime performance is? I was with Craig and I was with my friend Stephanie. You met Stephanie, my friend from high school.
We love.
Who lives in LA. And the whole time we're watching it, we're just like, this is what the Super Bowl should be every year. Like, this, they should only have, like, legends only. Like, this, it should just be these people. And then we were like, wait, a couple years ago when they had, like, who's, like, someone that, like, our
Adam
parents
Levine.
Like, no, like, not even. Like, when they had, like.
Bruno Mars?
No, like, someone older.
Oh. Oh, like, Elton John?
Yeah, something like that. Or, like. I can't even think, but whatever. Like, our parents were probably like, oh, this should only ever
like
be
Bon Jovi.
Hit. Yeah, like, it should only ever be that. And then I felt, like, so old.
No, it was a moment where I was like, some people are not appreciating this because they are young and they have better skin than us and they still shit on a normal cycle.
And I kind of loved that Kanye was there and, like, watching.
Oh, Gigglers, we will get into that. But I have one thing to say. Mm-hmm. Stop shaming 50 Cent's body. Leave 50 Cent alone.
If I was 50 Cent, I would be eating well too. Like, why would I not?
Also, people are like, what is it, 400 cents? I'm like, guys.
It's a whole dollar.
Leave the guy. Also, maybe his face was just bloated because he was upside down waiting for like an hour.
Wait, what was the upside down thing? I didn't get it.
I think in his music video back in the day, he was like doing curls upside down, so he was like recreating it. But
I love 50 Cent. I love 50 Cent. Man. Also, I love him at any weight.
And I love that he's kind of a Bravo celebrity with the Fofty thing. I mean, he's the best thing that has come out of Vanderpump Rules in the last 2 years, 3 years for sure. Maybe that in the nicest way.
The nicest way. No, way. I love him. I thought the entire performance was just also like the set in which they performed.
Very cool.
Mary J. Blige's outfit. Oh my God. Like,
I know why you
so
like
good.
The set. Because it was like a Barbie dollhouse.
Yeah.
For rappers.
No, literally, I said that. I was like, this is like a fun like playhouse.
Yeah. And we love Mary J. Blige, and we have a dope documentary of Mary J. Blige. I forget where it's on. Maybe Prime. You guys have to watch it. She crushed it.
She crushed it.
You can't pass out after a performance unless you fucking crush it. The boots.
I loved that.
Were great. Who else? Who else? I mean, Dr. Dre.
I mean.
Snoop Dogg. The swag.
Also, how has Snoop Dogg been the same age since we were little to now? Like, he looks the exact same. Like, he's always been this age, and I feel like it's like he's always been in his 50s. I wanted it to keep going. Yeah. I want them to, like, all go on a tour together.
Okay, let's talk about Kanye. We have to. Where were you when Kanye went off this weekend? Because I was on my couch, and I was...
What is going on?
I was taking it all in. It is literally, someone made a meme of like the scene in Mean Girls when she just starts screaming and he's talking shit about Kid Cudi. He's talking shit about Pete. He's talking kind of shit about Kim and he's going off on everyone. He's cutting friends out. He's protecting his family. He's cutting more friends out. He's spreading gossip and
you wanna know
all
what
in caps lock.
I love that he apologized for the caps lock. He goes,
I love that that's what he took from people. He was like, I see what I've done wrong.
He's like,
the caps
I'm not
lock. I get
caps
it.
Because you guys think I'm yelling at you. And we're like, you are yelling at us.
You're 100% yelling.
You ever get really, really mad and you write like the craziest text message or you're like, you have the craziest insane shower fight and then you don't do anything. And then like an hour later, you're like, oh my God, thank God I didn't text that to that person. Like, oh my God, like, thank God I chilled out. He doesn't have those moments.
Well, it's at a point where I'm like, I don't think I should be reading this. Like, I feel like it's so intimate of their family.
It's so intimate. I actually feel really bad for their kids. Because yeah. one day they're going to be like 16 years old and like be looking up shit and be like, what is going on?
Also,
like,
she's been with this guy forever and I wonder for a long time. And I wonder how many times this has happened behind closed doors and how they manage. Like, this can't be like a new thing from him.
Right. I also think that like. Wait, the one thing I did think at one point during the Super Bowl halftime that Martha Stewart was just going to make a cameo.
Martha Stewart and Guy Fieri were hanging out and I was like, can they perform? Can Guy just like stuff his face with something that Martha made?
I saw him at the Sports Illustrated party and I...
No, you didn't!
Yes.
Okay, now that... Fuck Jack Harlow. I want some Guy Fieri.
He came on the stage like as Kygo was like finishing his performance and I literally texted my mom and was like, you're really missing out on a great night.
Guy Fieri's just a guy from the Food Network that has become a universal icon for happiness, joy, and excitement.
I mean, the man gets paid to travel the country and just eat.
And help small businesses. Like, that's... I mean,
I feel like he probably manifested that. He was like an 8-year-old kid and he was like, I just want to eat. Like, that's what I want to do.
I'm really gonna
His mom's like, you can't make a career of it. And he's like, watch me.
I feel like he... Did you ever watch Emerald as a child?
Hannah.
Was that like Hannah, an Italian family thing?
When I tell you, you are in my fucking brain. When Craig and I got home from the Sports Illustrated party, it was like 2 a.m. or something. And we're laying in bed and we like turn on the TV. And there is an infomercial of Emeril.
Emeril Lagasse.
When I tell you, we had a 15-minute conversation about him. And I was like, oh my God, you never see him anymore. And I was like,
Emeril Lagasse raised me. I'm so happy he's still out here hustling. In these streets.
He has a whole like cooking line, like pans and pots and all, and he does a full infomercial.
You know how
for
like
them.
He literally had one punchline and that was bam, and you would just watch like knowing it was gonna come, and then when it happened you're like, oh thank God.
We went as far
that was
as
the
to
dopamine
be like
I needed tonight.
We went as far as to be like, how old do you think he is? And then like we guessed and then we Googled it. He's a lot younger than you'd think. I think he's like early 50s. I went late 50s.
Wow.
He doesn't look that great, but like if all you eat is prosciutto for 20 years, like yeah.
You become a piece of prosciutto.
Yeah.
I also was really bored on Sunday and decided to do a full impression of Julia Fox.
I saw it and I loved it. And I'm just wondering how you felt. I like to think about the small things. Like when you were doing
how we got
your,
there?
Yeah, like when you were doing your eye makeup, were you just like, this is me now. Like this is who I am.
Great question. So I realized my skin tone kind of looks like hers early on. And yeah. I was like, I probably could look like her if I wanted to. Just kept that in the back of my brain.
You got it. You have to be her for Halloween.
Now I fucking have to. But I feel like everyone is, but I'll try to do it well.
No, because you also have a similar body type to her. Like she has a natural big ass and so do you. But you have
and a
tiny
long torso.
Waist. Yeah.
But I
oh
really
my God,
wear...
I could recreate one of her outfits for you for Halloween so easily.
Oh my God. And you could just wear all black and be ye.
Yeah. No, so I would yay. Be I would be Kim.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, we have to do it.
Craig can be Scott Disick.
No, we're going to make Craig Pete.
Oh my
we're
God.
We're making Craig Pete. Craig would never do it. He doesn't like funny things for Halloween. It's a whole fight.
It's a whole thing. And they don't want to feel like you chose it for them.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's like you have to trick them.
So I saw the Call Her Daddy clip that's going around everywhere where she's like, do you think you're Ye's muse? And she's like, yeah, I mean, it was Peter Softee's muse and Unga Joms. So I was like, okay, I can work with that. She
I need to watch Uncut Gems.
I haven't watched it. I heard it was like stressful, so I
yeah,
just skipped
people
it.
Were like, if you have anxiety, don't watch this movie. And I was like, but I don't even want to see the trailer then.
I was Peter Softee's muse and Uncut Gems. So with that, I was like, we're doing it. Aiden, Dez's brother, who by the way is single and in New York City, 41 years old, zaddy, so handsome. DM him. I think it's what is it, Ado Bishop? I'm in like a. I'm trying to pawn people off.
Yeah,
on my Instagram.
You're doing love connections.
He was gonna come home, and I was like, if this motherfucker comes home with my makeup like this, he's gonna call Dez and be like, we have a problem.
Something's going on with your wife and I'm scared.
So I'm putting it on laughing that like I'm potentially might see someone in the next 20 minutes. And when I was doing it, I was like, I became her. And then I just kept leaving Yay these voicemails.
Method acting.
I was like, and I did a headphone that had no microphone in it. Yeah. And I just was like, yay. You're not responding to my text messages. And I know you're on Instagram because you won't stop fucking posting and yelling at everyone. And I know you fired your assistant who knows where the caps lock is. But like, I really think you should find him again. It's super crazy, but
I love her. I actually really, really like her.
Dude, you gotta respect the hustle.
She said that. She's like, I'm the number one hustler in the world.
She has a podcast.
She also was like, I haven't cried since 1996, and I'm certainly not going to cry about this. And I was like,
yeah, people were trying to hate on it. Like, oh, it only lasted. I'm like, Kanye was clearly trying to make Kim jealous. This girl was getting a Birkin. Literally, what she got way more than a Birkin. I would have done for the Birkin.
I would have done way more for less. Like, are you kidding?
If you're out here judging Julia Fox, judge yourself first, okay?
Yeah, seriously. Let her live. I know the shit you girls have done for Pandora bracelets. Don't come for Julia Fox.
Oh my, okay, Pandora, the charms, that shit was...
That
my
shit hit like sophomore year of high school.
When they
school,
had the little tennis racket, I was like, ooh, someone's going to be cool. So yeah, Julie Fox is going to build her brand. We love that for her. Butter, do not eat the flowers you're going to throw up again. Sorry.
In my Valentine's Day card, Craig wrote about my future cat.
Wait. Okay, that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
The Giggers are very excited about your cat.
I know. He was like, I can't wait. I forget what it was, but like, I can't wait to like grow our family with renaming her Buttons.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Buttons and Butter.
I've been watching stuff.
I've been watching stuff too.
I've been watching a lot of stuff.
This is when you know we're in sync with our depression. Yes, we've been watching
stuff. We are watching shit. You know we're doing well when we're like, oh, I haven't seen something in a while. No, we're watching shit.
We are deep in shit.
I'm caught up. I am caught the fuck up.
Tell me.
Where do we begin?
I mean, I know you love a cult. I know you love a Ponzi scheme. Have you watched Anna Delvey?
I have hot takes about it.
I as well, and I'm so interested because I see you as like the epitome of...
I know. I've watched documentaries on her.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to piss some people off, and I'm not done with it. I think I'm on like episode 6 or 7. Am I enjoying it? Yes. Am I going to finish it? Absolutely. Is it done as well as it should be? Absolutely fucking not. See you in court, Shonda Rhimes. I love Shonda
Literally.
Rhimes.
See you in small claims court.
How unlikable can the reporter be? And us also have to follow the story through her eyes when we don't want to.
We don't want to.
And I don't care about her life. And I mean that in the nicest way.
In the nicest way.
She's probably an amazing human. I want to see Anna Delvey do shiesty shit the entire time. I don't want to see you complaining about your pregnancy one more time.
I
don't care about your unborn baby.
Don't care about it. I think I love Shonda Rhimes, and I think she's great at scripted television shows. I think she gives it a flair of it not being too serious, but you're invested in like the storyline, and it is a little bit dramatic. I don't think it was right for what this show could have been.
I wanted this to be so fucking like...
I wanted it to be dark.
Yes.
You know?
I wanted it to be dark, and I wanted it to be like cool, and I wanted to get deep in the mind of this girl.
Yep.
But they... Yeah, it was too much of like a... It's
it was like
scripted,
it
like
was
fantasy
too
when I'm like, no, this is real dark. Like even how they were showing it made it seem so fantasy. And I was like, no, I want to know some real shit. And do you want to know what I think is blowing this show out of the water? Pam and Tommy.
Wow. Wow. That is a hot take.
Have you watched it?
Okay. I have watched it. I'm caught up on Pam and Tommy. I'm on episode 6 of Inventing Anna. I am so fascinated watching Pam and Tommy for multiple reasons. One, how they transformed the fuck out of Lily James to look exactly like Pamela Anderson. You can't take your eyes off of her.
Exactly like her.
She
is mannerisms.
One of the best actresses of our time. And I think she's about to blow the fuck up.
4 hours in hair and makeup.
Also, I am so glad, like, Pamela had done this whole thing where she was like, I'm getting off Instagram. I've never been on social media. I don't care to watch the show. I live my own life. And, like, I really respected that. And as I'm watching it, I almost wish that Pam would come out and say something, because there's a scene where she's saying to Tommy, like, you're not taking this as seriously as you should be, because you're a guy. You're going to walk in the streets. You're going to get high fives because you fucked me. I am a woman. This is going to ruin me. And it did essentially ruin her career.
Well, yeah, that's fucking crazy, because then you have, like, Kim Kardashian, where it started her career.
Right.
But you're nailing it in that there's an awkward tension happening where Pamela Anderson has publicly not supported this film, and yep. She doesn't like that it's all being brought up again, because it's serious trauma for her.
Yeah.
And it's people, like, look into it again, and it's fucked up. And that's why I do think there's a weird feeling around it. But then there's, like, the other perspective where it's like, you want Pamela to have her moment.
Her to have redemption. Yes,
a redemption, like a Britney yes. moment, where it's like, this shit already happened to you.
Yep.
Let us show your real story in how you got so fucking sexualized and fucked and not respected as the person you should have been respected for in the industry.
Absolutely. The scenes of her on the set of Baywatch broke my heart, because she actually was going to be, like, one of the biggest actresses. Like,
and
people fucking loved
her.
She had
such star quality. And
such
star
quality.
She seemed like the sweetest, cutest.
The nicest.
And their, like, love story.
So crazy.
It's crazy. I love how she's like, this is so me too. Like, I don't want a bad boy. I want a nice guy. I want an accountant. And, like, one tattooed guy shows up and she's like, I'll marry you in 4 days. Like, yeah. That was literally me. I was like, I hate comedians. I would never date a comedian. Literally rather cut my left arm off. And then Des came into my life, second date. I was like, take
me. Are we doing this or what?
Yeah.
But I love her. I love Pamela.
So do you not like the show?
I like the show. Like, I'm obviously going to finish it and I'm going to watch it. I think it's, like, a little bit boring. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, what's going to happen
next? I was bored with the Anna stuff. I'm like, how many stupid conversations with the reporters are we going to have?
But I think it's also
riveted by Pam and Tommy.
Right.
You guys,
I just think
this
is the story
how people
is so
have different
crazy.
Opinions. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at us.
But I think it's also because you don't watch Euphoria and I watch Euphoria.
Oh, you're used to, like, Euphoria energy?
I mean, there's no drama. You're, like, you're waiting for the
next
thing.
This is my thing with Euphoria. I don't want to watch, like, cool kids in high school. Like, that's not fun for me.
Yeah, it makes you very nervous to have children, because there's actually no way that high schools are like this. Like, there's just no way.
I will start watching Euphoria.
I don't, for your mental health, I don't want you to, because it'll make you too anxious. It's
Paige
so,
is not letting me watch you.
No, it's so anxiety ridden.
You're like, I'm going to be getting 1 a.m. FaceTime from you, freaking out.
There's
and I don't
too
need
much,
that shit.
There's too much drug use and you are pure and I don't want you to watch it.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, I've changed from it.
You text me and you're like, are we going to do Molly tonight or what, bitch? I'm like, oh my God.
You fucking loser.
I'm taking an edible and going to bed. Like,
literally, if someone was like, for $1 million, can you roll a joint? I'd be like, absolutely not. No idea what I'm doing.
I can't either.
Would you? Well, that's just because you're fancy. And you have.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning, so I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy, and there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Good nails. What did you write about pizza toppings? What's this pizza toppings in the notes?
I don't think I wrote pizza toppings, Hannah. You always do this. You
did write- I write pizza toppings? Did I write pizza
toppings? I don't even see pizza toppings.
I think you were writing drunk notes.
I wrote a drunk note. Okay. I literally wrote in the notes, I'm drunk, dash. Oh my God, this was hilarious. So we're in our hotel room, Craig and I, and I don't know, I'm just being my normal self. Mm-hmm. And I said something and I had him dying laughing. Like you do, you know, you're on stage at all times. And he goes, you know what, Paige? I feel like you really don't get enough credit for how funny you actually are. And I was so fucking insulted, as if he had just discovered me.
You're like, what, have you been on Reddit? What are they saying on Reddit? They're not talking about my incredible sense of humor on Reddit?
Yeah.
Like, crazy that audience is not getting my highbrow sense of humor. That's fucking insane.
Honestly, I don't think people understand how sarcastic we really are. Like 90% of the shit that comes out of my mouth, I don't think about and I don't mean.
Oh yeah. We were talking to Sierra today. We're like, our whole sense of humor is being like mean to each other and roasting each other, and that's how we show affection. And then apparently that comes off bitchy.
And apparently now I'm a mean girl. But like, it's hilarious to say,
if I'm nice to you, I fucking hate you. I'm sorry. Yeah, like, if I'm just like, oh my God, yeah. Hi, how are you? In New York, that means go fuck yourself.
So he was like, you just like don't get enough credit. And I was like, honestly, I feel like that's a kind of mean to say to me. And he was like, what are you talking about? I literally just gave you a compliment. I go, other than the fact that I've built an entire career off of my personality. So I just feel like
have you heard a one-liner in confessionals? Do you listen to any episodes of Giggly Squad when my mom was trying to convince you to eat Italian food for the first time? Because that was iconic.
That was one of our best bits.
Those were one of our best bits. We made Craig listen to it.
So now, like, after that conversation, anytime there's, like, a guy that's funny or says something funny, I'm like, you're really funny for a guy.
Oh, my God. When I do comedy, if I have, like, an opener and a feature that are both men, whenever I go on stage, you go, give it up for these guys. Men could be funny, too, it turns out.
Amazing. I love that.
I like to twist the narrative. But anyway, we're just having fun here. Oh, posting selfies, crying. Apparently helps Bella Hadid cope with her anxiety and depression. How do you feel about posting crying photos on Instagram?
I think whatever helps you, do it. I know that personally would not help me.
My comedy friend was like, when I want to seem relatable, I post crying photos on Instagram.
I'd rather just look in the mirror and watch myself cry.
But it's definitely like a weird psychosis. Yeah, like a normal person.
Yeah.
You're like, it's a cry for help, but it's like a cry for help for strangers to like think you're sad, but you're not even explaining why you're sad. So they can't even like help you. And you're just kind of like, I'm sad.
I have a new therapist and we're starting on Thursday. So.
Oh my God. Good luck. So we'll see. Just be yourself. Honestly, lay it all out. Don't lie in the beginning. Don't try to pretend it's not as bad as it is. Go,
dude. People,
full psycho.
People don't talk about it enough, how much they lie to their therapists.
Oh my God, I lied to my therapist, you guys, last week. And Des was like, why did you do that? And I was like, oh my God, I need more therapy.
No.
Do you want to know what I lied about?
Yeah, I do so badly.
So you know how I lost my laptop?
Yeah.
This last trip?
Yeah.
I also lost my podcast equipment.
Where did you lose that?
I left it at the London.
Hannah Lucy Burner. You didn't tell me that.
I went on one trip and bitch lost not only her laptop, but her podcast equipment. So that is embarrassing. And I say it to the Gigglers because
it's also a lot of money.
I would never lie to the Gigglers. It's also literally the only thing I need for my career.
Yeah.
So I could not, like, I couldn't, I was like, oh my God, I lost, I told her, I go, I left my microphone too, silly me. I couldn't tell her that I lost my, because I didn't want her to really worry about me. I didn't want her to be like, oh, this is way worse than we thought. Like, she's going to make me do twice a week or something. I can't afford twice a week. I can do one, this woman's expensive.
I have a friend that has two therapists. One that she lies to, who makes her feel better, and one that she actually tells the truth to. He puts her on medicine.
We have to talk about this because your relationship with your therapist is important. I also know my therapist likes me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important because, like, I've had a therapist before where I'm like, they fucking hate me.
I've had a therapist like that before too.
Like, they're like, they think I'm a stupid millennial because I was like, she didn't tag me in her Insta story and she tagged other people, and I could tell she was like, I hate you.
Yeah. Wait, there is a moment where, like, you sometimes get to a turning point with your therapist and you're just like, you're actually not giving me good advice. You just, like, dislike me, I think.
I'm like, I think you're actually trying to ruin my life.
Yeah, like, I think that's horrible advice and I'm probably not going to do that.
She's like, why don't you just give up? Because clearly this isn't meant for you.
Why don't
and
you
I was like, on
an-
life? On life? But, like, my therapist, like,
You show up to therapy as Julia Fox, like, next day. You're like, is this,
like,
better?
Like, my therapist I love so much right now, like, she legit did tell me my coping mechanism is humor, and I literally had that moment where I was like, she thinks I'm funny.
I think my coping mechanism is just to be, like, super self-deprecating, but, like, if you read anything about, like, manifesting and, like, meditation and all that shit, they say that it's actually so bad for you to do.
I used to be so self-deprecating to the point that, like, the people around you are like, oh, fucking Hannah's a mess, or, like, Hannah's whatever. And I consciously stopped because I felt like I was, becoming the, like, I was dimming my own light and then, like, becoming it.
Actually, I have a great moment that happened this weekend. When Craig and I were going to the Sports Illustrated party, like, there's such famous people that go to that party and people that, like, walk the step and repeat, and, like, that you would walk by and be like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I'm seeing that person right now. And right before we got there, Craig was like, oh, I always get, like, right before, I always get, like, a little bit nervous to walk into events like this. And I said to him, I was like, don't get nervous. The way I don't get nervous is I just say to myself, no one knows who you are. You're no one. There's so many other better people here than you. No one's even looking at you. And he looked at me and he goes, oh my God, Paige, that's so fucking mean to say to yourself. Like, why would you think that? And I had a moment where I was like, wait, that was so mean to say to myself. But I feel
like, just tell yourself you're a stupid piece of shit. No one wants you there. Duh.
He was like, I'm not going to do that to myself. I'm not going to say that. He's like, I'd rather be nervous than absolutely shit on myself. And I was like, oh. Okay.
I'm like, I tell myself I'm so ugly that I'm going to burn people's eyes, and then I go on the red carpet. See, I told you, I have reverse body dysmorphia where I'm like, okay, all these Sports Illustrated models have never seen a long torso like mine and a fat ass like mine. And I literally walk on there and someone's like, excuse me, you're in the way. And I'm like,
they're like, are you with the crew? Are you production? Are you, what camera team are you with?
Like, no, I am actually crazy. And I, anyway, but it's.
So maybe.
Both are bad. Maybe you shouldn't be extreme with either.
Yeah, maybe Bella's got it right. Maybe we should just start posting selfies of us hysterically crying. But I can't cry recently. And I think that's something I'm going to bring up with my therapist.
Are you on meds?
No. Just birth control that I, like, literally never take.
Yeah.
I know that people double
stage.
I know. I know that people. Hence why I've watched every single episode of every show that's out right now.
just to feel something.
I know people are like, oh, I doubled up on my birth control. Can you triple up? Because I'm also.
Two days. Two pills and, no, you're fucked. Like, you're fucked.
Yeah, I fucked up my whole system.
I do have to say something interesting about. We're talking about our boyfriends and laughter and shit like that.
Mm.
Dez is doing his podcast again, the Dez Bishop podcast. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't believe in love languages. And that has caused some of a riff between us, because you know my love language is words of affirmation, and touch, obviously. Yep.
Those are mine.
And quality time, but like, don't need it.
I don't give a fuck. I know, this exact comment. I was like, I don't give a fuck
about quality time. So Des's love language is...
Acts of service.
Okay, let me explain it to me. Oh yeah, you also talked about it. I didn't get to see it, but my mom said you guys talked about love languages on your Instagram
Live. I'm very
live.
Interested in this. Okay, keep going.
So Des and I get in a fight about it, and he's like, I think it's bullshit. So he does a whole podcast episode about love languages, does a whole test, and he calls me after, and I go, can I guess your love language? And he goes, yeah. And I go, it's acts of service and quality mm-hmm. time. And he goes, yes. And I'm like, yeah, because they're real. But then he was kind of right, and he goes, it's just not that simple, and like, it's not that clear cut. And his thing is, they don't factor in something super important. And he said his love language is laughter, which I thought was very cute, because I thought he was going to say that he doesn't believe in love, which is like, okay, like classic fuckboy behavior. That's why we love him. But he was like, no, it's laughter. And then I was like, oh. And I was like, but well, I then feel how come like you're not funny. So anyway, listen to that episode.
But I feel like
funny.
That could be put into words of affirmation, like talking to someone and like laughing with them.
Yes. Yeah. So but I fully believe that it's important to know what kind of love your partner wants to receive, because if you're constantly like hugging them and they're pushing you away, you'd be like, they don't like me. And it's like, no, they have reasons. Mm-hmm. That's happening, and they're just not receiving love the right way. But then sometimes like the way you like to give love is different than how you like to receive it. It's a whole fucking thing, you guys. Google it.
Okay, so that's Craig's whole stance on it. His love language to receive is words of affirmation. And I mean, like, if there was a scale from 1 to 10, this man is like 15. I have to tell him every 10 minutes that I love him. Which is totally fine, because
what's
his
sign again? Libra?
Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
So he likes words of affirmation, but then I was asking him, like, okay, what is your love language? He said words of affirmation. He goes, but the way I give love, and I was like, no, it doesn't, like, that doesn't factor. Whoever you're with, whatever their love language is, what you have to give. It has nothing to do with what you
want to
give. Or you
just find someone who's compatible with that. But that's hard. Like, I like to give words of affirmation. Des hates compliments.
Interesting. I love to give physical touch.
Yeah.
I'm whore.
And you go, no. He likes to receive blowjobs, so it's perfect.
So we're amazing together. He likes to give acts of service, but acts of service don't get me going, because yeah. In my head I'm like, you should be doing that anyway. Like, yeah. Would you want me to reward you?
No, for
doing
sure.
What
acts
you're
of service is a bare minimum.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, I like, he thinks like starting your car in the morning is like something great. I'm like, one, I don't have a car, and two, so like, you got off easy there. I
was starting, like, your car, it's everything's like, you just press it now, you don't even have to turn a fucking key,
you could do it from the bed. I was like, and I grew up with a dad, like I've like got the things, I know the stuff, like you should open my door, you should pull out my chair, like that's just being normal. So it was a whole
what
thing.
Is awkward though is like, Des and I both don't care for gift receiving, but like, yeah. Capitalism and society makes it like, if you're not getting all these grand gifts or giving each other gifts, it's like weird. Like every fucking commercial is like, Zales, give a kiss. And I'm like, should I be? I even like tried to buy him a watch once, and he was like, don't waste your money on that.
Craig hates watches too. That's so weird.
Yeah, I know. That's like the only
good,
like,
'cause they're expensive. We got off easy.
Yeah,
there.
It's the only expensive thing. I was trying to like, I was like planning this whole thing for this watch, and then it didn't. And he's like, I hate watches. And I'm like, well, I'll never do something nice again.
No, like for Valentine's Day, all Craig and I did was like, I wrote him a card and he wrote me a card. And it was
aww.
Like, that is all I really cared about.
I prefer a written card or like a poem even.
Yeah. Actually, I also want like a designer bag, like really nice shoes and like probably some jewelry.
Yeah.
But like, I don't 100%. Like gifts.
Men are very simple, you guys. Mm-hmm. This is my biggest advice. They will tell you what they like, and then you just give them a ton of it. Like, what is Craig likes? The Ravens. Like, literally for the whole rest of your life, just get him Raven stuff, and that man will be so happy. Des likes ice cream because he's a 46-year-old man, but he is a 4-year-old in deep down, and he just wants to eat ice cream. So I he's in Dublin right now. I called an ice cream shop in Dublin, and I was like, hello, my fiance is Des
hello.
Bishop.
Did you have did you try and have an accent?
Hello. That's British. I was like, what's up? They're so cute with I love Irish accents. And I was like, it says Bishop's birthday, and they knew who he was. And I was like, oh, and I go, can you send him just like tons of ice cream, like crazy shit, and like a nice note? They go, easy. Des calls me. It's late at night. And he goes, oh my God, someone's at my door. And in my head, I'm like, perfect.
Oh my God.
I timed it perfectly. And he hangs up, and it's late, like 10 p.m. He texts me and he goes, they're not leaving. I don't know who it is. Like he thinks like someone's trying to rob him. Yeah. And I call him up, and all I want to do is surprise this man. I'm like, babe, just get the door. And he's like, no one ever comes this late, and I didn't order food. And I was like, I'm trying to surprise you for fucking Valentine's Day. He's like, why don't you tell me that? He's been fucking knocking for 10 minutes. I don't know what to do. I thought someone was trying to fucking rob me. And I'm like, this is so romantic. And then
wait, does he have a house there?
He has a nice little townhouse.
Hannah, you have homes. And we don't even talk about it.
Honey, we don't talk about it. I let the media do what they want, but we know on Giggly Squad.
International.
I was like, I want
Will your kids automatically have dual citizenship?
Des was born in England, so he's British citizenship.
Will your kids have that?
These are all questions I have no fucking clue, and it's admin, and it's actually stressing me out. I don't even have pre-check.
Yeah,
like, stop asking me about my kids' passports. My unborn child's passport, leave it alone. I just got like a full-blown anxiety attack.
I'm so sorry to do that. Do babies have passports, and how do you take a baby's passport picture?
I am so stressed right now. Like, I'm literally getting... like red because like,
they can't sit there on their own, but you can't be in the picture.
I go, you didn't go get pre-check, kid. Get wait in that line on 34th Street. Jesus Christ. The people, set up the appointment.
I literally feel like because our moms were so doting and so like did everything for us that we're gonna be the exact opposite. And we're just gonna be like 4 years old and they're be like, I'm hungry.
Figure
and I'm like
out.
Yeah, so am I. What do you want me to
you
do
be independent? Do you want to need no man? Figure it out, okay?
Have you done your taxes yet? No, probably not. You always miss the deadline. You're going to jail.
So anyway, Des gets the ice cream, and he likes this like local business called Murphy's in Dublin, shout out. And he does this whole like promo for them that he didn't have to do. And then the Giggler started messaging me, being like, can Des please do ads for Giggly Squad moving forward? It would be funny if we got Craig and Des to do our ads.
That would be really funny.
No, but then they'd want a percentage, and like, we're not playing that game.
No, we're keeping our finances very separately.
And we put it on the business.
Talk about like role reversal and like just how strong women we are. see, I'm trying to not be self-deprecating. Craig brought up to me the other day like a prenup. And he said to me, he was like, would you give me a prenup? And I was like, I felt like such a boss ass bitch. I was like, well, 1,000% we're going to sign a prenup. But like, I don't know if I'm going to be the one to give it to you. Like, I feel like that's something we would like write
together.
He was
like, can you serve me?
Wait. I was like, why are you thinking about that? And he was like, because I just feel like, I don't know. Like, you're going to make me sign one. I was like, yeah, no shit. I'm going to make you sign one. I know.
Oh my God.
I was like, stop writing my coattails, Craig.
I could just see you in 2 years. I made you. I made you.
He's so cute. So cute. Okay.
Wait.
I feel like okay. Something else.
Sorry,
to talk about.
Now, like, I'm all stressed about your prenup with Craig. But
I'm stressed about your baby's passport. wait. You have on here read receipts. Do you have your read receipts on?
So I have one real friend in my life. I think I accidentally put read receipts on with my friend. And she was like, I have to tell you something. And I was like, what? And she's like, you have read receipts on.
That's
and I
was so like, embarrassing.
I was so embarrassed. But then it's like having food in your teeth where like I'm so embarrassed, but I'm so happy she told me. Because then I would have been like, living my life like that. And read receipts? No. But
no.
What ruined my life is learning that Instagram, if you press unread, they still see that you read it. And now I can't enjoy Instagram anymore.
Sometimes, okay, I have like a love-hate relationship with read receipts because I'm very traumatized by it, because I had a boyfriend at one point in my life. This was in college. And one day he took my phone, and I didn't know this, and he turned on my read receipts, and I had no idea. And so one day we were like texting, and I opened, read his message, and I didn't respond. And then he like texted me again, and then I responded. I was like, hey, sorry, just saw this. And he goes, no, you didn't. I know that you saw this because you have your read receipts on. And I go, I know for a fact that I do not have my read receipts on. And then I found out he turned them on.
Sir, so it's very, I have one thing to say. See you in small claims court.
Very triggering.
In small claims court, that is so violating and psychotic. And I'm so sorry that
is that not crazy? He did it to me like literally in Martha's Vineyard. I'm like on vacation with my family, living my life on the beach. This man stole my
phone. I would just like read everything and not respond.
So that's my other point with read receipts. I think it's kind of a boss move to let that person know, yeah, I read this shit and I'm not responding to you. Yeah. Like, I kind of love it.
Read receipts are savage, and it's with great power comes great responsibility. And there's multiple ways you could use it. I like, some of my best friends have it, and like my manager. So I kind of like it because I'm like, okay, at least they're alive.
Yeah.
The hardest part of dating in the beginning is that like early text battle you do, which leads me to my next segment,
which is
dry texting.
Dry texting?
Someone on TikTok, I need to know who these people are, but she did a rant about like dry texting, and I'm obsessed with it. I love that there's a name to it.
Please
explain.
And I
did a little rant about it. It's that you always need to be a dry texter. Like, oh no, Butter's puking.
Oh man.
Sorry, she ate a plant. Butter, you need to stop eating from the plant. Can you not puke right in front of my podcast? Like, I'm literally so busy.
That's Butter's like, rug. I have a stomach bug. I'm trying to lose 3 pounds. Leave me alone.
My cats are amazing. Butter, that's the fourth puke today. No, Butter's going to be fine. She just needs to stop eating Dez's
soil.
Sorry. She's really distracting. She's like, ugh.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love StoryWorth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/giggly. That's StoryWorth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so with dry text, it means like uninteresting, short, just very blah over text.
Because sounds like all my ex-boyfriends. Uninteresting, short, and blah.
Okay, and this is the reason, because A, if when you start off with those hot texts, and I don't mean sexy, I just mean like fire texts, like you're doing all the time, it is inevitably like going to stop being that hot and you're gonna feel weird.
Okay.
Also, if you're texting all the time and then you meet in person, like you've already told him so much stuff. You want the high value time to be together. You want him to feel like for him to get the good stuff, he needs to see you. He can't just like get all this great attention from you over the phone.
So this is only, you're talking about only in the beginning.
In the beginning. Yeah, only in the beginning. But then again, like don't you, like I dry text now. Like, I mean, you're long distance, but when I'm not with Des, it's like, did you get the milk? Okay.
Like I'm not like you're lactose intolerant. Like that was a trick.
I
want to
shit myself tonight. Did you get the milk? Because I wanted to.
Wait,
just blow up the
I feel like I have kind of a hot take on this. Because there have been multiple times in my life where I have started talking to a guy, and I'm like, yeah, but he's such a bad texter, and I don't mean in like the time it takes him to respond. Where I'm just like, I haven't laughed at any of your text messages and I like don't care about seeing you. And then I'm like uninterested.
But I think you can still be funny.
Okay.
But when I say dry, I mean like I want no paragraphs. I don't want paragraphs. Like quick explaining. I want like just not the best shit through text. Don't be like a complete idiot, but like make him laugh, be a little sarcastic, be a little short. Like that's the vibe. And I'm not telling you not to be yourself. I'm just saying, let him know if he wants to spend time with you. Like, it's not going to be just all these, like, text exchanges. And then you actually get to know him. You know how many dudes I fell in love with over text because I envisioned they were someone they're not?
Yeah.
And you go on the date with them and you're like, ew, now I see your voice behind the text. I'm disgusted. I'm creeped out.
There is, I don't want to say there's texting rules, but I will say when I first started talking to Craig, I made like a rule in my head, one that I was never going to ask what he was doing. Like I wanted him to think I was so uninterested in like what he was doing, where he was going. I never asked anything about him. I never texted him first. And like we would text for maybe like an hour, like four or five text messages like every other day or something. But I never would start it. And I never wanted him to think that like I cared what he was doing, even though like, hello, I was stalking the shit out of him.
What are you doing just on your Instagram?
I'm like, what's your Venmo again? Because I just want to see like who you're paying, what's going on. Who
this
are you hanging
girl
with?
On TikTok had a finesse move where she was like, be really like, don't respond quick to any text messages, and then when you're with him, never be on your phone. So when you're not answering, he assumes like you're really doing something, you're not just like playing games with him,
or
like,
you could really mind fuck him and be on your phone the whole time,
the entire time. Like, yeah, I like, think of that no, too. No, like, I just feel like the texting games in the beginning, people say don't play games, but like,
yeah,
you game. Can fuck it up by
if you're not playing like, it, you're losing. So just know that.
Or you date an older man where like Dez texts nor like he we have funny text exchange, but like he wanted to talk on the phone all the time, and I like that. I love a phone
what about
call because I feel like phone calls are different.
What about people? Yeah, like I think I think the best way to get me excited about you is a random ass phone call out of nowhere or a random ass FaceTime.
See, the FaceTimes are like flirty and fun. I feel like phone calls are so intimate.
Do you know that Craig says that New York and LA are the only people that FaceTime? Because I always FaceTime him and I'm just like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
And he thinks it's so weird. He's like, I don't FaceTime with anyone but you. And I was like, I don't talk on the phone with any of my friends.
Wait, that's crazy.
Gigglers. We only
if you
FaceTime.
Don't live in New York or LA, tell us if you FaceTime because I've never thought of that, but I believe him. Like,
he was like, I think that's. He was like, I think that's a major city thing. Like cities in the country, like normal people aren't FaceTiming all the time. And I was like, I think you're really wrong about that.
Maybe
and I think you maybe just
like-
don't have friends.
Maybe you're just not as good looking. I mean, my thing is when I FaceTime, I stare at myself the entire time.
I
so
mean,
I don't.
Yeah. No. Well, same. But also there are times where like I put my phone down. It's looking at the ceiling.
True. Yeah.
And it's like, I just want your presence here. I'm not like.
Yeah.
And it's more intimate than a phone call.
Wow. We figured out a lot. Final thing. Are you playing Wordle?
No, I'm not. But I keep seeing it everywhere. Are you playing Wordle?
You have to play Wordle. Obviously, okay. I'm playing Wordle.
I will download Wordle. I don't even know what it is, but I do.
You don't even have to. It's so weird. It's not an app. You don't have to download it. It's
what
just
do you
like
do?
Google Wordle, and it's a really fun game.
Everyone's been like running home and playing Wordle.
Yeah, and it literally takes 3 seconds, and there's only one a week. I mean, a day. So you like get addicted to it. I used to play this game called Jotto, which is kind of the same with my grandma. So I really love Wordle. I highly recommend it. It's a dope game.
You're literally morphing into Julia Fox.
Wordles. I was Josh Safdie's Wordle muse.
I'm actually Wordle. The Wordle muse. Like Wordle is created around me because I use so many words.
I feel like...
What even is it? Is it like...
It's a word game.
Okay. Thanks.
Figure it the fuck out. It sounds like a Pokemon, but it's a word game. Guys, thank you so much for giggling with us today. We love you so much. We're sorry the episode was slightly late. Some of us were drunk. And we love you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.